on everything. Let's go to the hotline. You want to, Will?
Yeah. I thought you were going to forget the music.
What? What am I, an a-hole? I mean, I was thrown off by that picture you sent me.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit.
I know, me too. I still am.
Oh, boy. On the hotline, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's please welcome our movie critic, your movie critic, one of my best pals, TM Powell. What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, man.
Listen, I'm going to complain a little bit right now, something that's a little topical.
Okay.
So I love the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I think it's so neat. And I think baseball's done a lot of good changes here lately. But seriously, can we get them to just wear their jerseys again in the game rather than wear American League and National League jerseys? That was the coolest part, is seeing them all out there in their own jerseys on the field. It was like playing with your starting lineup characters. Like, I understand they want to sell merchandise and jerseys for the All-Star Game, but come on, man. It's way cooler to see them all out there in their own gear.
Yeah, it's like the one cool thing about the NFL, like Pro Bowl, is that they wear their own helmet. You know, it's kind of cool. You know, so.
Yeah, and I mean, they do let them wear the helmets here, at least the batting helmets say A and N on each of them. But they do let them wear their hats, but it's their own style hats. But, yeah, I mean, that was just the coolest thing. When they were showing the highlights of, like, Cal Ripken hitting the home run in his last All-Star game, like, I just looked out there. I'm like, wow, it's so neat to see them all in their own jerseys. Like, that was the coolest part, is the group pictures, seeing them all out there. Like I said, I get it. They're trying to sell jerseys and do different things. But, I mean, you know, let them wear their own jerseys. It'd be cool. Put them all out there in those crazy City Connect jerseys or throwbacks. Do something neat with it. But these generic turquoise and, you know, whatever, almost dark navy blue for the one team, come on, get out of here with this nonsense.
I agree. I agree totally. You know what? I say don't even play like regular baseball. You know what I mean? Just have them go out there with the bats and fight. That'd be more fun.
Or let them play wiffle ball with Big Red.
Okay. You know,
it's so funny.
Like
anybody
that
from our age group knows what Big Red is.
Absolutely.
Like, play wiffle ball with Big Red.
Oh, my God. Well. Very bouncy. So you have been, obviously, out at the movies. A big one tomorrow night. We've been anticipating this one. You've brought it up in every conversation for the last 4 or 5 months, and finally people are going to be able to see it.
Yeah, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. You know, this is, and it's part one, by the way. This is a two-parter, I will say this.
Oh.
Two-parter. And I've said before, I think Tom Cruise got a lot of goodwill right now. You know, he just does. He, you know, Tom Cruise has this interesting career where he's obviously like one of the biggest stars in, you know, the 80s and part of the 90s. You know, and then, you know, kind of gets a little vocal, you know, in terms of defending his, you know, his beliefs. Goes after Brooke Shields, jumps on a couch. And I know it sounds weird. It's like he was the first person we tried to cancel all those years ago. And I think what we cancel people now today, what we try to cancel for him, like, come on, man, that wasn't much. But
yeah.
Obviously with Top Gun Maverick, he's kind of brought it all back. Now, I will say this. He was never out overseas. People loved him overseas. We were just being idiots over here at times, you know, just riding him and just hating on him for saying stupid things. Listen, plenty of people say a lot of stupid things. So, but he, you know, he's made this comeback with Maverick. I mean, definitely involved in saving the movie. So I think he's got a lot of goodwill right now where people are interested in this film. Plus, Johnny, this is a good franchise. Like, it's really good. It's actually a franchise that's gotten better over the years.
Right.
It's really been known for their action scenes. And this one doesn't disappoint when it comes to that. I know we've all seen the scene from the trailers where he jumps off the mountain on the motorcycle.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. But I will say, there are way more, like, action-packed tense scenes in that movie than just that scene. I mean, it's awesome. And it does have a running time of about 2 hours and 45 minutes, but it keeps moving. You don't feel it because their action is so good and how they move and the pace. The other thing I love about this, Johnny, is it's got a great villain that's very timely. That's all I really say without spoiling too much about the villain in this film.
Yeah.
But it's a very timely villain when we're dealing with all these ideas of AI and different things like that taking over with the machines. It's another great installment. And Tom Cruise, man, Johnny, in a lot of ways, I hope you understand when I say this, like what I mean by this, because obviously there's tons of movie stars out there, but he's like that last traditional movie star. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like Harrison Ford was it. We talked about this, but really it's Tom Cruise. You get that, right? He's the last big movie star.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's still great, which is wild. I was trying to explain Mission Impossible movies to somebody earlier today, And let me know if I got close to describing it. I was trying to tell people they kind of took the James Bond kind of format, but kind of like put it on crack and made it even more extravagant and the stunts even bigger and flashier. And in a lot of ways have a franchise that's as equal or maybe even better than the James Bond franchise. And that since the Mission Impossible movies, all these other franchises are kind of trying to mimic them in a way or ride their coattails, you know, like the Fast movies and you got all these other Netflix movies where they're doing the same kind of like, you know,
like Extract.
Yes.
Extraction. You know, that's
yeah. And I watched
my judgment.
I watched Red Notice a couple of days ago with my wife.
Sure.
You know, and because I saw, you know, it's Ryan Reynolds, it's The Rock, it's Gal Gadot. You know, like somehow we never watched it, but when I watched it, I was like, this wants to be Mission Impossible with a little touch of Indiana Jones. You know, like it just it was fine, but all I could think was, it's not. You can't hold up to what Mission Impossible does.
No, I mean. And I think it's actually hurt some franchises like the Fast and the Furious, where they were known for their stunts. We were never going there for the story or anything else. It was just how ludicrous and how absurd can you get? Well, the thing I think that Mission Impossible sets itself apart from is, yeah, the stunts are insane, but it's not absurd like the Fast and the Furious. I mean, if you take a step back, he's jumping off a mountain. Of course, that's absurd.
Right.
But in a way, they try to ground it the best they can, if that makes sense. And it's just, it's awesome. And listen, Tom Cruise, I mean, he can just carry it. That Ethan Hunt character is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good supporting cast. Oh, you know who else is in this? Is one of the, there's a couple villains in this, but Isai Morales is one of the villains this time around. And if you don't know who that is, if you've ever seen La Bamba, he was Bob.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I haven't seen him in anything. Is he like old now? Like, is he like an old handsome man?
Yeah, he's definitely like older, handsome man. But yeah, I mean, right when he comes off screen, I'm sorry, the first thing I think is
not my Richie.
Yeah,
you hear that?
I heard him screaming on the dock at the end during the little bridge. Like I can just see it every time.
Oh my god!
But his character is definitely involved with the main villain, but the main villain is something else. So he's definitely a good heavy. And I mean, like I said, it just moves along. Like even when I was going into it, I was like, man, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like, it just seems so daunting. But when it was over with, like, there was a part of me, because like I said, it is part one. I will tell you this, you're only getting part of the story, but the part of the story you get is really good and action-packed. But at one point, like, I was kind of looking down and realizing, I'm like, man, they're going to wrap this up right here. Like, this is when it's going to happen. And it didn't feel like I had been sitting there for 2 hours and 46 minutes. So that's a good thing, because I've told you, Johnny, I've sat through movies that were 90 minutes long and felt that long.
yeah, terrible. Absolutely. And that's crazy, too, because it's like, it seems like everything is shorter now. You know, like a lot of these series we're watching on TV, they're, you know, 24 minutes, 35 minutes, things like that. So it's when you see 2:45, you go, good Lord, that's my day. My day is done.
But you know what's funny about that, Johnny? I hear people complaining about that sometimes. Like, they're like, oh, man, I don't want to sit through a 2.5-hour movie. All right, then what'd you do instead? Oh, I watched a whole season of a show.
Yeah.
That's like 8 hours, you know? Like,
yeah, even baseball games are only 2 hours now. You know, it's like, all right, that's quick.
Like, that's way more than that. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely daunting, but please don't be, like, discouraged by this. Like, if anything, I would have wanted this to keep going. But come on, man, give me part two right now. I'm ready for this. So that's always a good thing, too. So we'll get part two next year. I mean, it's not like we're going to have to wait 3 or 4 years, you know, and so we'll get that follow up. But yeah, don't be discouraged by that running time. It's great. And I will say, if you haven't seen the other Mission Impossible movies, it may be a little hard to catch up. You probably at least want to check out. I mean, if you want to even cram it in good, do Mission Impossible 3, maybe start there and watch the rest, because this is the seventh one. You will be a little lost, but I still think, even if you went in there not knowing about it, you would still have to respect some of the action that goes on in this film, because it's awesome.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.